Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back to another hour. It is all about Bucket Strategy Investing and all the many offshoots therein. And you're tuned into the one TV and radio program, of course, that gives you the strategies you need. And the one that offers, which is in my often correct opinion, the best money advice around. I'm Johnny Dean, here for you every day at the same time, here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Now, this hour, we're going to be getting into the topic of target date funds. You heard about these things? Target date funds. We're going to attempt to clear up some of the hype that surrounds them. I guess the question is it really hype? I don't know. I mean, what is hype? Is it on the front cover of Time magazine? No. But if you're in the, in the investment world, or if you've talked to an advisor who has suggested, or maybe even your HR person at work who said, hey, look what's in your 401k, you may have heard of these target date funds. Are these things really great set it and forget it tools? Or I guess the other question is it set it and forget it and not such a good way to go? Well, of course, we're going to tell you what these things are, these target date funds. We'll talk about why they don't necessarily do the job they're intended to do. Or maybe they do. Or is there another use for them? So that's all coming up in just a little bit moment with me and Professor Rick Plum. You got a question for the Brain Trust? Just give us a call right now. Our studio lines are all open. Any question you have, any money issue you have, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Got lines open. Show's just getting underway, or the hour's just getting underway. Emails, get those to us here at wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. You know how to do it if you've done it before. We do have a lot of emails to get to. Professor of Plum, our main Brain Trust advisor, here with me courtesy of the wonderful people at Lucia Capital Group who bring you this hour of the program. If you need a bucket strategy, put together one specifically for you that fits your goals, your individual goals, you can call the professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this off-air number, 800-644-1150. Preparing yourself for whatever might happen, well, that's one of the keys to a successful retirement plan. You need to make sure you have a plan for whatever might happen down the line. Again, off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. You've got immediate access to any of the Brain Trust members, which is kind of a cool thing. On the air, 877-PLANNER. P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I said any money question, and I meant it. Whatever you have, questions, comments, concerns about your money, we're here to talk to you about those. So target date funds, we'll talk a little bit about these, Professor Rick Plum. I say there's hype. There really isn't all that much hype, but they're popular out there.
Well, they're very popular because it's a one-stop shop. Somebody's doing it all for you. You don't have to worry your pretty little head about doing that nasty investing thing. You just have to let somebody else do it for you, and they'll do it in your 401k or otherwise, and just say, when do you want to retire? And so I want to retire in 2020. They'll have a fund for you. 2060. Well, those aren't out quite yet. 2050. They have a fund for you. And they will take into consideration the time horizon between now and when you need the money.
Do I sense some snarkasm?
Oh, just a little.
Just a little bit of both in your answer there. Well, we'll explain what that's all about, but forgive me, go ahead. So they'll put it in they'll throw that in your money in your 401k.
You have that option. What is a target date fund? Well, it is a form of a asset allocation fund, and it is supposed to be driven, the allocation is supposed to be driven by some target date, hence the name. The target date is your day that you're going to use it, usually your retirement date. So if you want to retire at a specific time in the future, you find a target date that is similar to that and basically turn it over to them and let them deal with it. And when it's a long time horizon, it's going to be a much heavier equity allocation, if not almost 100% equity allocation. And as you get closer to that target date, the fund will automatically shift its allocation towards a more conservative, within the confines of cash, bonds, and stocks, conservative allocation, to where when you get to that target date, you should be ready to start pulling some money from that fund. Now, does it work the way they say it? No, there is no straight consensus on what the allocation should be. Now, we're pretty good idea. We have a pretty good idea that anything that has a 2050 target date, you know, many years in the future, those are all very similarly managed in the fact that they're 90 to 95% equities.
So in other words, it's kind of hard to go wrong really with that allocation.
With that super long-term fund.
Yeah, because you got a lot of time, some, you know, adjustments can be made, and time, of course, wounds all heals or whatever they say.
And yet, there's quite a bit of difference in the returns. I was just looking at the last five-year returns for 2050 or longer target date funds, and the average return is where you expect it to be, in that, you know, 8, 9, 10% range. But the best performing fund in that five-year period of time was over 13% a year. The worst performing fund of a 2050 or better was a little under 6%, less than half.
Well, wait, how can that be?
Well, just like any other mutual fund, there is differences in the management. Now, that one's purely on the stock picking side, or on the, you know, the allocation of how much international, how much domestic, how much energy, or pharmaceutical, or biotech, or this, that, you know, that's allocation driven in that case. But at least you have an idea that it's supposed to be all equities. Now, like any other fund, you're going to want to look for ones that tend to outperform, where the manager tends to be able to provide alpha. Alpha is the amount of return over just an index. But what was surprising to me was when I was looking at the 2020 funds. 2020 is a couple years away. I'm getting ready to retire in 2020, and I have all my money in a 2020 fund. Well, the average return over the past 5 years of a 2020 fund has been right around 7%, which is probably what I would expect it to be. Now, one of the best, the very best, at least these statistics are coming from Morningstar, the best performing one over the past 5 years is a little over 10%, and the worst one was just over 3%. So which one is better for you as a 2020 fund?
Meaning, if you were going to retire in 2020, which one should you pick?
If you really did need the money starting in 2020, which fund would have been a better fund for you to be in? I should say, a more appropriate fund for you to be in. Obviously, looking back, the better return was the better fund to be in. But looking forward, which one was more appropriate for somebody with a 5, 6, 7, 8 year time horizon? Was it the one that actually ended up doing the better return? Or was it the other one that didn't do as well? And the reality is, the one that didn't do as well was a more appropriate 2020 fund. Now, why would I say that? Because it was a more conservative fund. It was a 60-40 bond, it was actually 70-30 bond stock allocation. And it had a strategic bond allocation that short duration, floating rate, and some other things. It was acting like a fund that had a less than 10-year time horizon. Whereas the other one was 70-30 or 60-40 stock. So it was a 60-40 stock fund with a shorter period of time. Now, you could argue that it would be okay as long as I didn't need all the money right away, which is, makes sense. But herein lies the problem of target date funds. They're both 2020 funds. One was 70-30 bonds to stock. The other one was 60-40 stocks to bonds. Now, the reason the one didn't do so well is because it probably wasn't as appropriate as I made it out to look earlier, because it also used 17% leverage. It borrowed money to be able to buy more investments. And unfortunately, it didn't work out so well for them, for whatever reason. That's why it only averaged a little over 3% for the past 5 years. Now, it actually outperformed the other one over the last year, but that's the hard part. How do you know which target fit? You can't just say 2020. They're not all created equal. So how do you go about using 2050? They're not all created. How do we use them? In some cases, the 401ks, that's about your only options, are a bunch of target date funds, everything from 2010 to 2050. And so, or target date retirement income How do you go about using them?
How is it possible that you know, if you're in 2016, you're putting together a 2020 fund, you're managing a 2020 fund, people presumably need this money in the next 4, 5, 6 years, something like that, that there can be such a wide variety of money managers with such a wide variety of opinions as to how money should be allocated that may be needed in the next 4 to 5 years?
Because it is open to interpretation of what is appropriate over certain time horizons.
What if it were 1 year? I mean, would you have a more consensus, or would you still have people that say, nah, you need 60% stock?
And this, again, is part of the problem. This glide path, what they're talking about is the percentage of stocks in the overall portfolio. As you get closer to your target date, that percentage of stocks should come down. At least that's the expectation. So when you see the percentage on a graph coming down, that's what they call the glide path. Now, is the glide path going to go to the target date, or are you expecting that you don't need all the money at the 2020 date or the whatever date is, and you're expecting to go through it? And so they have a different idea of, do we glide the money down to an all fixed income portfolio as of the target date, or do we glide through it and only be, you know, kind of balanced at that date?
In other words, do the wheels touch down on the lines, or do you allow it for certain weather conditions to go farther down the...
Something like that. Yeah, pretty good there.
It was all right.
Right off the top.
I'm not a pilot. There are pilots out there saying, "Nah, you moron. You don't know what you're talking about." I get it. This is for illustrative purposes only. And that's part of the problem.
Well, pilots do land planes differently depending on weather conditions. They tend to land harder
in rain. Absolutely.
To get rid of the hydroplane.
That's what they do. Hey, we're pretty smart. We could fly an airplane, couldn't we? No, I don't think so.
Not a big one.
Not a big one. Not even a little one in my case. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Some room on the phones. If you've got questions on anything at all, give us a call. We're here to help you out. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the
Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
All right, Buckets Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Get on board. We've got room on the phones for you to ask your question of the Brain Trust. We've been doing this many, many, many years, many decades, and we're here to do it just the rest of this hour and probably next hour as well. We're here from Lucia Capital Group. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Talking about these target date funds for just another moment, Professor Rick Plum. So the idea, of course, is a target date fund. As you approach retirement, 5 years away, something like that, the allocation to stocks gets smaller. The allocation to
fixed income,
safer,
supposedly,
is relative term, is supposed to be
larger.
Higher.
It's designed to be a one-stop shop so that you don't have to think about it and somebody else takes over for you. And it's designed to help you. Somebody
so
who may not be very sophisticated.
Yeah.
Let somebody who supposedly is more sophisticated manage your money for you.
Right. So supposedly if the stock market does, you know, a big downturn a year before or right before you retire, your exposure to stocks
is less.
Will be less, and therefore your loss will be less.
So
the idea
is that as you get closer to retirement, you can't afford to take big losses in your portfolio. So they try to make it significantly less volatile, supposedly, as you get closer. But it didn't seem to work. Now, these funds haven't been around forever, so we can't go back to see what happened in 87. We can't even really go back to see what happened in 2000 to these funds, but we can go back to see what happened in 2008. You remember that little downturn we had in 2008? Well, the idea was that if you were in a target date fund, you should have been somewhat protected, right? Well, the average, at least according to Morningstar, the average target date fund with a 2000 to 2010 target date, so for many of these funds that we're talking about, the target date had already passed in 2008. They were 2000, 2005, and 2010 target dates. They took a look at all of those. And the average return for the year 2008 was over minus 20%. It lost more than 20%. Some of those were after the fact, where it was supposed to be significantly, you know, more conservative than having that much risk. The ability to lose 20%, that's a pretty good size. Now, a pure stock portfolio lost more than that. So you can say, well, they didn't lose as much as the stock portfolio. But if that was my fund for retirement and I was relying on that fund for retirement and I needed to start taking distributions from that fund at some time in 2008, 2009, 2010, I was in a world of hurt, because that sequence of return, we've talked about that before, that sequence of return meant that I was selling something before it was able to recover. I was selling something that was less expensive, meaning I had to sell more of it to get the same amount of money out than it was when it was in 2007. That is something, when you get to retirement, to avoid selling anything when it's down is something to avoid. I'm not talking about an individual stock where you're looking to, you've decided that it's not going to recover and you want to take a stock loss or something of that nature. I'm talking about a market, a portfolio, the ability to withdraw an income or cash flow from a portfolio when it's down is one of the worst things you can do in retirement.
Now, are you saying that target date funds do this very thing by their very nature?
Which the very thing? They get supposedly more conservative. Their nature.
Yeah. Well, as they're selling off, I mean.
Well, the idea is that you use the same basic idea of accumulating money, adding money to it on a systematic basis. That's what we do in a 401k to build it up, and then change the allocation to a more conservative allocation, less volatile supposedly, and then just start taking money out of it on a distribution basis. If I need $1,000 a month in retirement, just take $1,000 a month out of the portfolio. But if I'm taking $1,000 a month out of the portfolio and I watch it go down by 20%, I'm taking a lot more out than I was before because I have to sell something. Mm-hmm. And when I sell something, it can't recover. So they don't necessarily work as advertised. Doesn't mean they don't work, and it doesn't mean they don't have a place or can't be used in a portfolio, especially within your 401k, especially when it's your only option. It just means be careful how you use it.
Yeah, you know, you look at a statistic like that. Losing an average, according to Morningstar, you said, of 22% during the period of time where they're supposed to be at their quote-unquote safest. Somebody's already been retired 7 or 8 years.
Or somebody retiring this year, next year, the following year.
Or somebody retiring 2 years from now, whatever it is, in 2009, 2010. And then the market, you know, goes south there in 2008. You know, you would look at this and you would say, well, how is this possible? There's something inherently wrong with some fund that is targeting you to retire at that date and yet still an average of 22% gone.
Right. The problem is it's still an allocation fund. The problem is it can't be a guaranteed account. The problem is no matter what they use, whether it's bonds or stocks, there is volatility. And even a 2020 fund, a 2010 fund, has some exposure to stocks. And so from a balanced portfolio perspective, where you're not going to touch the money for 6, 7, 8 years, they can work okay. For a long, long, long term, where it's primarily equities, very well diversified equities, it can work in those situations. For a distribution fund, for an actual retirement cash flow income fund, they don't work very well. And so use them for what they can do for you and stay away from them for what they can't. But that doesn't mean just target dates. I mean, any allocation, broad-based allocation that has bonds, stocks, cash in it, and you're taking a pro rata distribution from that portfolio, modern portfolio theory, all of these different games that everybody thinks that they're playing, you are asking for potential trouble unless your distribution is just so low that it won't matter. I mean, if I've got a 1% distribution, I have $1 million and I only need $10,000 a year, yeah, I'll probably be fine. But if I have $1 million and I need $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year from it, and I leave it in a portfolio that can be volatile, whether it be the 2010, the 2020, that has a movement up and down from time to time, I'm asking for trouble in those bad days. The problem is also, I don't know when those bad
when
days
are
going to happen.
Exactly. You don't know when they're going to happen.
Is November 8th, 9th, 10th going to be a bad time in the market? I don't know. Maybe one of these bozos gets elected, we'll have some relief and just go, oh, that election cycle is over. And the market will go up just because of the relief.
Doesn't mean that anything's even going to happen. You're not saying that
anything's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen. Okay, so if there are so many problems in this, before we take a break here, why are target date funds so popular? Why are they offered all through 401ks? He said, knowing the answer, but go ahead and ask it anyway.
It's because they're simple. It's because the government and the fund providers make it seem like they can do something for you that will help you. It feels beneficial, and if it feels beneficial, then it must be good. I'm being snarky on that. Yes, I understand. The idea is nice. The idea makes sense, but the math doesn't work unless you're dealing with them right. A balanced portfolio can't work for a It can work for a distribution platform much of the time, but not all of the time. And that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah.
The other side of it is when we're saving and accumulating assets, we don't want to be saving and accumulating into a safe, low volatile portfolio, at least what's purportedly a safe, low volatile portfolio. We want the more volatile portfolio with the better growth potential, because when we're saving and we're investing in the market, we have 10, 15, 20 year time horizons with that money. We want the volatility to give us our dollar cost averaging benefit. We don't want it when we're taking money out. We need to segment the money out better than just having one fund, one-stop shop. One thing does it all for you. There is no such thing.
Exactly. When you leave yourself exposed to the market, the dangers that the market can present, you wind up hurting yourself oftentimes. And you don't want to take that gamble with your retirement money. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. Give us a call. We'll take your calls right after this.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-658-3876.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
+877 PLANNER. We got room in the phones for you. Gianni Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It's Bucket Strategy Investing, answering your money questions, talking to you about strategy, talking to you about the different terms that you hear out there, the different strategies that are presented by different, sometimes just online, you know, journalists, and telling you what you really need to know. We're going to get more into these, just a couple more things to say on these target date funds coming up in just a moment. But I want to remind you again of the strategies that you could be aware of that you probably aren't. It has to do with alternative retirement strategies. Now, the workshops are still in full swing. These are presented, of course, by Lucia Capital Group. We got some room in Phoenix, which that workshop is happening this Saturday, October 8th in Phoenix. Join the Brain Trust that day, talking to you all about alternative retirement strategies.
And where is it?
The Marriott Desert Ridge.
Very good.
Oh, you sensed that I didn't know where it was yet.
I was just wanted to see if you'd, you know.
I had to give it a second thought. I know where it is. I just have to say it, I think. I was at Marriott Desert Ridge, October 8th in Phoenix, Arizona. It's at 9 o'clock in the morning. You go to wealthed.com to sign up. We'd love to see everybody there, of course. Wealthed.com. It's all free. After that, a couple weeks later, October 22nd, Houston, Texas, and then Santa Clara happens. That's California. Santa Clara, October 29th. And I'm told, remember that Portland workshop?
Yes.
I'm told that Portland is now scheduled for November 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hope I have that date right. I think it's a Saturday, so
right.
It'll be November 12th.
Terry Keyes will be presenting the strategies in that one.
Okay, Terry Keyes by himself?
With Preston Schumacher.
Preston Schumacher, the other local advisor. All right, so we'll remind you. We're a little ways away from that right now. But anyway, October 8th, Phoenix, 22nd, Houston, and Santa Clara, California, October 29th. WealthEd.com.
I'll be at all those.
Yes, you will. That's by direct order. You and Terry, I guess, are doing all
yes,
those.
Yes, Terry
right?
And I will present those.
Okay, there you go. All right, 877-PLANNER, once again, is our number. We do have room on the phones for you today, 877-PLANNER. Wrapping up this target date fund discussion, we've been sort of covering this for the last couple of segments here. First of all, we talked about why they're so popular, Professor Plum, as you were saying before the break, because they're easy.
Very.
They're easy.
They make sense. They make us. They give us something we want to believe in. We want to believe there's a one-stop shop. We want to believe that there's an easy way to do this. We want to believe there's somebody looking out for our interests on our behalf. And we all want that. I mean, it would be great, wouldn't it? It just isn't quite that good. It does work. It can work for some areas.
Okay, so there are some good things about it. Now, what about using these things perhaps as a bond alternative? If you don't like where bonds are today...
Well, unfortunately, people are using stocks as a bond alternative right now. They look at the yield on, you know, the S&P, or they look at the yield on a dividend-paying stock fund, and they say it's like 3 or 4%,
yeah.
And the 10-year Treasury is paying 1.7, 1.6, whatever it is, and they're saying, well, that pays more than this, so I'll just buy that. It's got a higher cash flow.
I
hate
to...
Completely different animal.
Well, it is, which is why I'd hate to call people using stocks as bond alternatives. I'm just saying that they don't find bonds attractive at all, so they're just going to go somewhere else completely.
Right, and so using a balanced portfolio, you know, to create the income, in many respects, does give you a better rate of return much of the time, but not always. And that added volatility can really hurt. Now, when you're accumulating, that's one thing. But when you're distributing assets to yourself after retirement, or whether it's for education or for whatever the case may be that you need the money, a volatile area, the negative volatile side of things, can really hurt. And so we do need to look at maybe segmenting out when we're going to spend the money and getting the money we're going to spend in the near future, several years into the near future, into something away from any type of asset that can go down 20% plus in a one-year period of time.
Or even 8 or 9%.
That can, I mean, if you're taking 4 or 5% out and the portfolio goes down by 8 or 9, the next year, I mean, that's like you took 15% out, 14% out.
And now try to recover from that.
So next year, unless you do 14 plus the five you want to take out next year, which is now six, you're still going down. You're still going negative. And so you've got to expect, you know, a huge return the next year to be able to recover from what you took out the first year in a down market, or the second year in a down market, whenever the down market occurs. We don't know when that down market is going to occur.
No.
It will occur.
And you know, you said something before the break, Professor Plum. By the way, 877-PLANNER, if you have questions, you can get on board right now. You had said something about before the break about when, you know, people who do take money out of a volatile portfolio. It'll kill you oftentimes, but it can work some of the time.
Sometimes
it
works.
What I want to say is that yes, because what you're doing is gambling. Sometimes when I throw random money out on the craps table, I could walk away with 10 times what I started with. It's more of a roll of the dice. We go back to that sequence of returns that we talked about,
yes,
where we saw somebody's two different portfolios. One is out of money after 18 years.
And the portfolios were the same. It was two different time horizons.
Right. So you have the $100,000 was gone after 18 years simply because they happened to retire right around the time that the market was pretty volatile on a down cycle. Where another one that started, exact same portfolio, $100,000, the person happened to retire and start taking money out of it and taking money out of a volatile portfolio. But they retired at the right time, meaning that the market was volatile on the upside.
Which is good.
Not only after 18 years were they not out of money, they had something like six times the amount that they started with.
And the other curious factor was in that person that ran out of money over 20 years, in essence, they were taking a 5% distribution of the original balance. So they put in 100, they were taking $5,000 out. So over 20 years, they took out $100,000 and they were out of money. Even though there were some very good years in that second 10-year block that they were dealing with, it didn't make up for some of the distributions and losses in the early years. But if they had not been taking a distribution, this is where people get confused between rates of return and your ability to withstand or to maintain a cash flow. The rate of return on that portfolio over the 20 years without distributions was just shy of 9%. Well, people would be happy with a 9% return now. But that's on a going forward accumulation standard, not a distribution. The rate of return on the distribution of the exact same portfolio being rebalanced the same way every year, 0% over 20 years. I think it was 0.12% on an annualized average. 0.12% over 20 years when you're withdrawing money. Almost 9% when you leave it alone.
Portfolio 9% positive.
9% annually.
Right.
The portfolio was the same. The investments were the same. Everything was the same except for one thing. One of them was distributing money. And when you're distributing money and you have a bad day, it really hurts. Now, when you're accumulating money, those bad days can actually help you because you're buying in at a lower number. So the problem that we see out there is that a lot of people take the whole game plan that they've been using forever since they started, and they just start shifting the allocation to a little more conservative as they get older, and they just change the direction of money.
They reverse it 180 degrees is what they're doing.
The positivity that you're receiving on the volatility going in, if it turns around, well, that positivity turns around too. It's a negativity, and it hurts.
Yes, because you spend all your life,
or it can hurt.
Your accumulation phase, your savings life, just dropping money in a normal case, dropping money into say a 401k, market goes up, market goes down. If the market goes down, as you're adding money to it, well, you're buying shares at a cheaper value, and then as it recovers,
you have the time horizon, it'll recover.
Right, exactly. And so, but when you do the reverse of that, taking money out as the portfolio declines,
instead of buying more shares when it's down in value, you sell more shares when it's down in value. And selling at a low point is not good. Now, that doesn't mean we're talking about target date funds that you shouldn't use them or can't use them. One of the things you can do with a target date fund is if you've got a long-term time horizon, stay with that longer one, but you don't stay with it for the whole time that you're there until between now and retirement. Maybe I'm retiring in 2040. I select a 2040, 2050 fund right now, and as I get closer to it, I'm getting to the point where I want to maybe safen up my life. Instead of letting them just safen up my life automatically, use the money and leave the money in that account, but start contributing to the next fund out, the 2060 fund, or even a 2070 fund when it comes out. Contributions go to the more aggressive side. you safen up existing money, or let the target date safen up existing money, you dollar cost average into the long-term money, where you get that volatility, where you get that dollar cost averaging aspect. So you don't just use one fund for the life of time, which is the way they were designed. You use the funds for what they can offer you. One of them is offering you a little bit more conservative nature. That's fine. As we get older, we tend to be a little bit more conservative in our investments. We don't want to see those big downturns. So let's let that money sit off the side, but dollar cost average into the longest term one. And when they offer you another long-term one, use that one for your dollar cost averaging, your salary deferral, the money you're putting in. Use the balanced portfolios, the 2030s, the 2040s, for that midterm money to decide. And I do suggest that you look at how it's allocated. Is it using leverage? Is it using an allocation that may not quite fit with what you're trying to accomplish? Like that one 2020 fund we were looking at that's 60%+ stock still, and it's only a four-year, three-year time horizon. That might be a little aggressive for what you're trying to accomplish. And it's not aggressive enough for the new contributions going in.
That's right. New contributions, it doesn't really help you to be dollar cost averaging into a safer portfolio. What helps is when you're dollar cost averaging into the volatile side and leaving the safer portion to stay. How's that? All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Give us a call. We got lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer. Member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right, welcome back. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We got some room on the phones for you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Oh, and by the way, again, I'll just remind you, that's where you go to sign up for one of the workshops. It's happening, the Lucia Capital Group Alternative Retirement Strategies Workshops, featuring Professor Rick Plum, Terry Keyes, and the local advisors. Very quickly, don't forget, this Saturday, just a couple of days away, Phoenix, Arizona, this Saturday, 9 o'clock in the morning at the Marriott Desert Ridge. You've been there before. We've been there before, I believe, a couple of times. Join the Brain Trust there. Learn all about alternative retirement strategies, things you haven't really thought about, I'm sure, these strategies, because you haven't seen it anywhere else. You're not going to see this anywhere else. Learn about alternative investments that could wind up in those alternative strategies. And it's of course, it's all free. You go to wealthed.com to sign up at the live events tab, wealthed.com. Phoenix this Saturday, a couple weeks away from Houston, which is October 22nd, and then Santa Clara, California, October 29th. These are all Saturday mornings, all 9 o'clock local time starts. We'll have you in and out of there in just a couple of hours. And believe me, you will not think that it even takes that long. Bring your money questions, too, because we'll answer all your money questions along the way and after the program is over. WealthEd.com. It's where you also go, by the way, to send us an email. Got some emails here. Let's get to these. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number. Bob in Sacramento, California. How to withdraw, he's asking, how do I withdraw in a tax-efficient way from an IRA for an adult child in dental school? I'm retired, but my wife is a high earner.
It's difficult. I'm hoping that you're 59 and a half, which means you won't have a penalty. It should be a qualified expense anyway, depending upon how adult that child is. But there really isn't a very good tax-efficient way. The only way to deal with it is to try to pair that up with other investments that offer some type of tax deduction or tax credit or something of that nature. But they're not all that easy to find. And so, unfortunately, withdrawing money is going to be a taxable event. So whether you're withdrawing money and you're paying taxes on from the IRA, your wife's income is a high wage earner, so she has to pay taxes. If you're looking for something tax efficient, you would look for investments with personal money. Obviously, you can't do tax-advantaged investing with an IRA, because when the money comes out anyway, it's going to be taxable. So you're looking for other things. Now, I would normally say increase the 401k. But if you're going to increase the 401k contribution, unless there's a matching contribution, that doesn't really do a lot of good if all you're doing is taking money out of the IRA. Because, so I get to defer here, I get to take money out here. If all that's all I'm doing is don't take it out of the IRA and don't defer it and just spend the money out of her paycheck, unless there's a match. Always get that matching contribution. The only other thing you could look at is if you're 70 and a half or older, where you have to take money out of your IRA, you could potentially, without a match, pull back on your wife's 401k to try to, or put more money into the 401k so that you can try to offset that distribution with a tax deduction on the other side. But it's very difficult. I mean, unless there's basis in there, and even that, it's hard to get out of an IRA. It's just very difficult to take money out on a tax advantage basis unless you're doing something else through other means, using some type of tax advantage investing somewhere else.
Yeah, you're talking about avoiding the penalty in this case.
Well, he's retired, so I'm assuming he's 59 and a half. Qualified higher education expenses are exempt from the penalty even if you're under 59 and a half. So college expenses, qualified, the majority of the expenses is going to be...
Which this would be, yeah, I would guess.
Not subject to the penalty. Now, your IRA custodian's not going to know that. If you're under 59 and a half and you're taking money out to help pay for your kid's college education, they're still just going to send you a 1099 that says, oops, they're too young, premature distribution, no known penalty, no known exception applies. And so if you just put that into your TurboTax, you just hand that to your accountant, and they don't ask you the questions about where this money was used for, you're going to end up paying a penalty. And unfortunately, I've seen that when somebody doesn't understand that they have to file another form or answer the questions correctly. And then what you do is you file another form. Now, hopefully, if you answer the question right, TurboTax may or may not ask it. I don't know. Never looked at that side of it. You just need to make sure that you try to avoid that penalty. Because while, yeah, it's going to be taxable, it's not penalized. And why pay the penalty if we don't have to? Why
10%.
Pay taxes if we don't have to?
Well, right. 10% on the penalty. I mean, you know, taxes, you're going to owe, somebody's going to owe one way or another. But penalties? Come on.
Stay away from the penalty.
Easily avoid it. In fact, maybe next hour we'll talk a little bit about getting avoiding the penalty on IRA distributions. There are ways to do that if you're under age 59 and a half. So maybe we'll cover that next hour. Dave in Augusta, Georgia. I'm receiving a required minimum distribution of $16,000. Suggestion on where or how I should invest the money? I do not need it for living expenses or taxes. Well, that's good to know. It's a fairly good-sized IRA or whatever
right.
He's taking it out of.
$300,000-$400,000 IRA, maybe a little larger. So the answer depends on what do you want this money to do for you. You don't need it for living expenses. Are you trying to invest it for the future so that if you need long-term care expenses, you have money to be able to pay for that? Then you would look at a time horizon for that and maybe even start building up your personal portfolio. Are you investing it for your legacy, for your kids, for your heirs down the line? Then you would invest it the way they may invest it. Maybe that, and so that would be tending to go more towards a growth allocation, a stock portfolio to grow. If you're looking, you know, if you're just of a temperament that you don't like seeing negative numbers on a return ever, then the stock market is not the appropriate area. And what would make you happy with this money? If you don't need it for living expenses, which you've said, if you don't need it for long-term care, which we don't know, and you're just saying this money's going to pile up, maybe you start doing something charitable with it. Get some enjoyment out of it. Help the kids, help the grandkids, help the schools, help the, you know, the church, the whatever it is that makes you feel good with this money. If you're not going to need it in the future, watch it and use it today and get some enjoyment out of it today. Since you're not spending it, find another way to deal with it and understand what it's for. If it's for the, you know, multiple heirs down the line, invest it for growth. If it's for a crazy, you know, rainy day, well, keep it safe and then go around the world, you know, in first class.
It's not a bad position to have to be in.
But
now, of course, the question is here, and I don't know about his Social Security, whether or not, I mean, it's too late now, but
the RMD is the RMD. He can't change it.
No, you can't. You can't. I'm thinking in terms of strategy for somebody like that. I would hope that maybe his IRA or whatever was larger and he was able to do Roth conversions.
He can always take more out. If the required minimum distribution is $16,000, most likely he's in the $400,000 IRA range, or give or take a little bit here and there, which means, well, there's a lot more room to take distributions than just $16,000. But is there room in the tax bracket? So should we be looking at doing conversions? And if you have a required minimum distribution that you don't need and you're charitably inclined, we do have the qualified charitable distribution where you can have the money sent directly to the charity.
Yes.
And not have to pay tax on it.
And we'll talk more about that next hour as well. Okay, if you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Rick Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors at this number, 800-644-1150. Write it down. You can talk to the brain trust off the air, 800-644-1150 at Lucia Capital Group. We've got another hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.